Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Jewel Robbery. The western frontier country of the early 1870s was seldom treated to much in the way of professional entertainment. Naturally, the news of the triumphal tour of the famous French singer Fifi Durand was welcomed as an occasion for celebration. It was certain that a crowd would gather whenever posters announcing her appearance were displayed. For the glamorous and eccentric Fifi was exciting to hear and to see. Such a crowd is gathering in the little town of Pine Gulch. On the edge of the crowd, two rough, evil-looking cowpokes wait to read the poster.
Gee, Hossifat, look at the picture of that gal in the poster. She sure is pretty, ain't she, Milt?
Yeah, she sure is, Frank. But look at what else that poster says.
You read it to me, Milt. I ain't so good at reading.
Now, the poster says that Fifi Durand, the French singer, is going to have costumes in the latest Paris fashions.
Latest Paris fashions. That's what I want to see.
It also says she'll be wearing jewelry. Diamonds and rubies that rival those worn by the Queen of Spain.
Diamonds and rubies, huh?
Yeah. I reckon that French singer must have jewelry from all over the world. According to the poster, she figures to arrive tomorrow.
And she'll be coming by stagecoach?
Right. And we're going to stop that stage and get them jewels.
Where do you think we ought to stop it?
Before it enters Gopher Canyon. We can get the drop on the driver when he slows down to make the turn.
What if that driver or one of the passengers tries to draw a gun on us?
We don't want to shoot nobody less than we have to. But if you got to shoot someone in order to get them jewels, make sure you shoot to kill.
Pancho, and I can see how that can be, Cisco.
Do you doubt my word, Pancho?
No, Cisco. Pancho don't understand how it's possible to tie a hombre and not use a rope.
By making use of the Indian tree tie, Chico.
Indian tree tie? What is it?
Well, stop, loco, and I will show you, amigo. Oh, diablo.
Oh, loco, we learn the tree tie, loco.
Now, first, it is necessary to pick out a young tree that is not too thick in the middle and yet strong enough so that it will not bend.
Tree over there look like a good one to Pancho.
I see. Now, the idea behind the Indian tree tie is that you throw your arms around the trunk of the tree.
Pancho got arms around the tree.
Yeah. And you fold the right forearm under the left one.
Right under the left one. Good.
Hey. Uh-huh. And lock your hands.
See?
Now, you do the same with your legs.
Well, Pancho, try it.
There. Now, with your legs and arms around the tree and laced against your body as they are, you are tied.
Pancho, not tied. Pancho, get loose. Madre mia, Cisco. Pancho, not can get loose from the tree. Do not leave poor Pancho tied here to the tree. Pancho, not gonna food. Pancho, stop to death. Maybe the rules are the bed. Pancho.
I will not leave you, amigo.
No, not
I will help you. Loosen your arm. Now, you can untangle your legs and you will be free.
Maybe Pancho find a hombre in the town of Pine Gulch what not know this trick. And Pancho show him the Indian tree tie.
Hey, Diablo seems nervous about something.
Pancho not see nothing.
Yeah, easy, Diablo, easy. You will soon find out what is the matter. Up, Diablo, come on.
Easy, Lobo, go, Lobo. Find out what the matter. Cisco see something yet?
Not yet, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I think there is someone around this turn in the road which leads to Gopher Canyon.
Yes, yes.
I think we can see what is going on if we climb this little knoll.
Up the little hill.
Whatever. Ho, ho.
Oh, look, ho, ho, ho.
Santos, so that is what was making Diablo nervous.
Madre mia, Cisco, they're two bandidos. They hold up the stagecoach. What we do, Cisco?
After them, Pancho. Up, Diablo. Ja!
Go, look, go, go, go. They see us coming, Cisco. They're going to shoot at us.
Return their fire, Pancho.
Look, Cisco. Those bandidos fled. They turn or run.
I think we can catch up with them. Faster, out.
Faster, Lobo. After the bandidos. Look, Cisco. The driver of the stagecoach waving us.
It's Senor Sandy Harper, Pancho.
He motioned for us to go over there. It looked like he got the troubles.
Best we better stop at the stagecoach first. Then pick up the trail of those bandidos later. Hold on.
Oh, slow down, Lobo. Slow down. Slow.
Hey, Cisco, Pancho, come over here. Give me a hand with this female.
Senor Sandy means, Cisco?
Probably one of the passengers.
Well, don't be all day about it. I don't know what's ailing her. She let out a screech and keeled over. Don't know whether she's wounded or dead.
Hold up.
Look.
Did those coyotes who tried to hold up the stage shoot the senorita?
They shooting her, Senor Sandy?
Well, come to think of it, by cranky, they didn't. They was only throwing lead in your direction.
And the senorita was not hit. She must have fainted.
Look, Cisco, she waking up.
Mon Dieu, what happened? Oh, je pense que je suis morte.
What the senorita say, Cisco? Pancho couldn't understand her.
Oh, pardon me. I thought those bandits had shot Fifi and stolen the jewelry.
Fifi?
Oui.
No, who's senorita Fifi?
Oh, I'm sir. I am Fifi Durand. I must have fainted. Oh, the jewel case has not been touched.
The important thing is how you feel now, senorita.
I am all right now. Merci, monsieur. But when those bandits began to shoot the pistols, oh, la la, my nerves. Oh, my nerves are still on edge when I think about it.
Why, the senorita get excited now. The bandido is not here no more.
Monsieur, do not tell Fifi when to be excited. Do you know who I am?
Si, senorita say she, the senorita Fifi. Ain't that the funny name, senorita Fifi?
How dare you be amused at the great Fifi?
Fifi.
Beware, femme chanteuse. Are you say, singer?
Pancho not mean to...
Un momento, senorita. Pancho meant no harm. As a matter of fact, he was willing to risk his life to save yours.
Oh. Well, do you, monsieur, I am sorry. Fifi need to be scolded by the tall, handsome gentleman.
Well, I'll be a tin horn scissor bill, Cisco. You're the first one she's had a good word for. Well, hey, I got to get this stage into Pine Gulch pronto.
We will ride with you as escort, Senor Sandy.
Oh, merci, Monsieur Cisco. Fifi would like for you to ride beside her in the carriage.
I think it is better, Senorita, if I ride alongside the coach on my horse.
What about the bandidos, Cisco?
As soon as we see the stagecoach safely into town, we'll come back here and pick up their trail. Those mavericks have a score to settle with the law, and I intend to see that they do it.
If it was a Cisco kid that scared us away from the stagecoach milk, we shouldn't have come back here to town.
Stop your stewing, Frank. How is Cisco or any other hombre going to identify us as the stagecoach robbers in this crowd? Besides, I ain't afraid of Cisco.
He sure didn't act like it when him and his partner came loping down in the stagecoach.
Speaking of the stagecoach, here it comes now. Lucky for us it took him so long to get started.
Hey, Milt, look there. Cisco and his partner riding guard.
Yeah, I see him. Where are you going, Frank?
I'm getting out of here.
That'd be the best way in the world to bring suspicion down on your head.
What do you think we ought to do?
Shut up and do what I tell you.
Hey, look, there it comes. Hey, how can I take the
hold there. Ho. Stop, you slam side of Cayuse.
Pancho and I will ride over to the sheriff's office, Senor Sandy. We will report what happened. Adios, senorita. Out there, come on. Down.
Adios, senorita. Call up a woman and go.
What do you see of Cisco?
With his baby.
What if someone recognizes us?
With those masks we had on our faces, nobody'd be able to recognize us.
I'd feel a lot better off away from here.
You'd better feel a lot better when we get our hands on that jewelry. That's what we're going to do.
You're plumb out of your head.
Watch and see if I am. We're going over to that stagecoach and help carry Fifi's suitcases into the hotel.
She won't let us carry that jewel case. She'll be lugging that herself.
Once we get over to the hotel and away from this crowd, we'll get that jewel case away from her. We'll get it if we have to kill her. Took the liberty of bringing up your suitcases, ma'am. Didn't we, Frank?
Yeah, Milt, yeah. We sure did, ma'am.
Merci. Oh, I want to thank you, cow gentlemen. cowboy, I mean, for being so very sweet to Fifi. Oh, these rooms, oh, they are terrible, are they not, huh? Oh, but Fifi is the great artist to make the grand sacrifice to bring her songs to the public.
I got something important to take up with you right now, ma'am.
Well, it will have to wait. What Fifi has to say is more important.
Yeah? What is it, ma'am?
I would like for you two cowboys to do the great favor for Fifi, huh?
What kind of favor?
I know I can trust you because you have the honest face. And because you are so kind to Fifi.
Why, sure you can trust us, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Well, it is that Monsieur Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid? What about him?
Well, he is the only cowboy who does not pay attention to Fifi. He rides away and say goodbye, like that. Poof.
Well, we ain't got no fight with Cisco, ma'am.
Oh, I do not want you to fight with Cisco. I have the plan which will make the Cisco Kid to come running to my side. And that is what I want. The temperament of a great artist like Fifi, well, cannot stand to be ignored.
What's your plan, Miss Fifi?
Well, I give you my jewel case containing the jewels.
But that's what
You're giving them to us, ma'am?
Oh, only for a short time. I want to pretend they have been stolen so that Cisco will come to me and ask about them. From the stagecoach driver, I learn that Cisco has great interest in this matter.
Yes, I follow you, ma'am.
Well, after I have taught that Cisco Kid a lesson for ignoring me, you will return my jewels, and we will have the big laugh on the Cisco Kid, eh?
We'll do it, ma'am. Yes, sir. You can trust us. We'll sure end up having a big laugh. We sure will.
And if Fifi knew the meaning of Frank and Milt's laughter, she would realize that the joke is going to be on her. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Jewel Robbery. The French singer, Fifi Durand, tries to embarrass Cisco because she thinks he has ignored her. To accomplish this, she secures help from Milt Lewis and Frank Grogan. What Fifi does not know is that these two men have previously tried to steal her jewelry from her. Meanwhile, Cisco and Pancho, going back to the scene of the holdup, have trailed the two desperados to the hotel where Fifi is staying and are now on their way up to speak to her.
That thing, really, Fifi'd be surprised to find out Cisco knew who the two bandidos what stopped the stagecoach.
I'm afraid those two have attempted to rob her again, Pancho.
Why is Cisco saying that?
Why else would those two bandidos, Milt Lewis and Frank Grogan, come to this hotel unless they intended to steal Senorita Fifi's jewelry?
That's right, Cisco. They try to steal it from the stagecoach. They try to steal it from the hotel.
This must be the Senorita's room.
Uh-huh.
The hotel clerk said room 104, did he not, Pancho?
Yeah, that's what he says, Cisco. And Pancho not.
Andre, come in.
Buenos dias, Senorita.
Buenos dias from Pancho.
Monsieur Cisco and Monsieur Pancho, welcome.
I am sorry to trouble you, Senorita, but I think your jewelry may be stolen and you yourself may be in trouble.
How you find out so soon the jewelry is stolen?
The Senorita mean the jewelry already stolen?
But of course. What do you mean?
I was talking about the two hombres who stopped the stage and tried to rob you.
See, Cisco trail them from here to the hotel.
I am afraid I do not comprehend.
And Pancho no comprehend.
Pancho and I were able to trail Milt Lewis and Frank Grogan from the time they ran away from the stagecoach to the hotel here.
Yeah, they trail lead back to the town. We learned that they come to the hotel.
Now, what did you mean, Senorita, by asking us how we found out so soon that your jewelry was stolen?
Oh, no. Oh, those bend bandits have made the fool of Fifi. They tell Fifi they will bring back the jewelry, but now Fifi knows they lie.
Not cry, senorita. Pancho tried to help you.
Now stop your crying, senorita, and explain what happened.
I was angry and I was hurt, Cisco, that you would not ride in the carriage with me. So I thought to make the fool of you by pretending that my jewelry had been stolen.
How'd that make the fool of Cisco, senorita?
I thought to have the laugh on Cisco for sending him on a wild goose chase for nothing.
It was a very foolish thing to do, senorita. Those two bandidos were waiting for the chance to rob you, and you played into their hands.
Oh, now it is too late. They have gone. And Fifi will never see her beautiful jewelry again.
Pancho feels so sorry for the senorita, but maybe Cisco will find those bandidos yet.
Pancho, stop that crying.
Pancho, stop that crying. Pancho, stop the crying.
Senorita Fifi, now stop your crying and answer some questions.
Fifi, stop, Cisco. What are the questions?
Now, what did you tell me those two mavericks to do with the jewelry?
I told them to lead you on a false trail out of town.
Why did you do that, senorita?
Oh, so that you would catch them with the jewelry in their possession and bring them back to the sheriff here in town.
Yes, Cisco all the time do that to the bandidos.
What you did was wrong, but it is done. Pancho and I will go after those bandidos.
Oh, you mean you will help Fifi in spite of how mean she acted?
Cisco always helped the senorita in spite of everything.
I only hope we can catch those two pack rats before they can go through Gopher Canyon. If we use the shortcut, perhaps we'll get there before them. Come, Pancho. Adios, senorita.
Adios, senorita.
Cisco, Pancho, take care. If anything happened to you, Fifi die.
I can't get over it, Frank. That gal just up and hands us the jewelry all the time we was trying to steal it from her.
I reckon she must be plumb out of her head to do it, Milt.
No, she ain't out of her head. She got some crazy idea about making a fool of Cisco.
Unless we put a lot of territory between us and Pine Gulch, Cisco's liable to make a fool out of us.
Yeah, Cisco won't be on our trail for some time. By then, we'll be over the border.
It looks like you're right, Milt. There's a trail from the shortcut, and no one's on it.
I told you they didn't have time to find out.
Throw down your guns, Bandido. Hey, we got you covered.
Hey, it's Cisco and Pancho, Milt. Where are they?
Up behind them boulders. Let's get out of here.
Get up there. After this, Pancho. Up down.
Hey, they're awful close, Milt. What'll we do?
Throw lead at them, Frank. Roll your gun.
Hey, they're shooting back at us.
Oh!
Cisco shot the gun out of my hand.
We better split up here, Frank. Right down that trail. Get up there.
Yeah. Well, I meet you, Milt. What about the jewels?
I'll go after that one, Bandido, Pancho. You go after the other.
How you doing, Cisco? Follow me, will you, Pancho? I'll put a bullet through you.
I'll get you with a bull whip. Like this.
Oh!
Drag you from the saddle.
You try to go for your gun, you bandido, you. Pancho got you covered.
All right, I got my hands up, Pancho.
You, the bandido, Milt Lewis. Up at your feet.
All right, Pancho
capture you just like Cisco do. Where those jewels you steal?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then Pancho tied you up and search you. Pancho not take the chance you get his gun. Pancho get the rope. No, Pancho not need the rope. March over to that tree, hombre. Andale!
Over to the tree? For fur?
Pancho showed you the Indian tree tie. And you not get away.
The Indian tree tie? What's that, Pancho?
You'll find out. You face the tree and put your arms around it. Right under the left.
You mean like this?
No. That's not right. The arms got to lock.
Well, I don't know what you mean, Pancho.
Pancho showed you. Back away from the tree.
Yeah.
Pancho still keep the gun on you.
I ain't taking no chances, Pancho, while you got me covered.
You got to put the arms around the tree, like this. And lock them. And then put the feet around, one over the other.
What's that you're doing with your feet? I'd better have a look.
Laced together.
When I push you to the ground, you can't get up.
Give me that gun.
What do you do the part you wanted to do?
Well, you was going to use the Indian tree guy on Milt Lewis.
You?
Why, I've known that trick since I was knee-high to a toad.
But that's not the way the trick works. You're supposed to be tied to the trick.
But I ain't, and you are. I'd kill you now, only the gunshot had warned Cisco.
Cisco, get your coyote, Joe.
Cisco will get a bullet through his head when he comes back looking for you. And after Cisco's dead, fat one, you're going to get the same.
Keep walking, hombre. That partner of yours had better have those jewels.
I ain't lying, Cisco. Milt's got them. There's his horse and Pancho's up ahead.
I see them. Pancho!
Maybe Milt got away from Pancho.
Up in your tracks, Cisco! Reach for the sky!
Good work, Milt. How'd you get around and back of Cisco to get the drop on him?
Where's Pancho? If anything has happened to him, you will live to regret it, hombre.
Move along, Cisco, and I'll show you what happened to Pancho. But keep them hands up.
I'll get Cisco's guns, Milt. He won't have no need for them when we finish him off.
Pancho! Madre mia, what happened to you?
Pancho get tied with the Indian tree tie, Cisco. Pancho, baby, sorry.
Take your last look at him, Cisco, because I'm...
You will do nothing, hombre. I still twist the gun from your hand.
Get out of the way, Milt, so I can get a shot at Cisco.
I'm trying it.
There. Missed me, hombre. And that will be your last shot.
Let go of me, Cisco.
Let's fight him, Frank. Together we can beat him up.
But I had to do you this close to kill him. The best thing to do is bump your head.
Oh, my head.
Up on your feet, Frank. Groman. Till I rock you to sleep with a fist. Now, your turn, Milt Lewis.
You will.
Up on your feet and down you go again.
Bueno, Cisco knock out both those bandidos. They sleep like a little babies.
As soon as I help you get loose, Pancho, we will take them to the sheriff back in Pine Gulch, and they can catch up with their beauty sleep behind the bars of a jail.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Cisco. Vous êtes très gentil. Oh, you make Fifi so happy when you bring back the stolen jewelry.
Cisco bring back those bandidos too, Senorita Fifi. They both in the jail now.
Si. And Pancho and I will appear at their trial to testify they held up the stage.
Oh, I have much to thank you for, Monsieur Pancho. Both you and Cisco, oh, you are both so very brave. Oh, and I want to reward you.
Oh, that is not necessary, Senorita Fifi.
But I insist. I will put my arms around your neck, Pancho, and Fifi give you the big kiss, eh?
No, Senorita Pancho. Pancho, better get away from here.
Nothing else you could say would scare Pancho off quicker, Senorita.
Oh, well, Cisco, that is why I said it. Because, well, I wanted to be alone with you for just a moment before I go on the stage to sing my songs.
If this is more pretending, Senorita, or if you think to make a fool of me,
No. I have learned my lesson, Cisco. I was the fool, and, well, I am not pretending now.
Are what, Senorita?
Well, I am not pretending.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho sure gets mixed up with that Indian tree tie.
Oh, you just made a mistake, Chico, when you let that milk hombre get too close to you.
Pancho not try the Indian tie no more. From now on, Pancho, juice the rope.
That is a good idea. We'll be a lot safer.
Pancho rather be safer. Pancho not like to take the chance of this.
I notice you did not take the chance Senorita Fifi might kiss you. You did not even bid her adios.
Oh, that Sangre de Phoebe, she got mad at Pancho.
She got mad at you, Pancho?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because of what Pancho said.
Oh, so that is it. Well, what did you say?
But Pancho not like Sangre de Phoebe's singing.
Oh, I hope you did not tell her that.
No, Pancho not tell her that. She start to brag about her singing.
Oh? Well, what did she say?
She said to Pancho, 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 she say, Phoebe a great singer. When Phoebe sing, people applaud. They clap their hands.
And what did you answer her?
Pancho answer, when Phoebe sing, they clap their hands over their ears.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.